Welcome to the Jewish Life Wisdom Podcast. My name is Aaron, and I'm passionate about the little snippets of wisdom we can find in everyday life. I'm super excited about the message I have for you today. The tone we use when we speak can make a massive difference to the message we convey. You can say the same words, but the tone will make a huge difference to the message the listener will hear. I remember when I did speaker's training, he gave us a sentence. The sentence was, "My grandmother had a dog." And then he chose to put a different emphasis on each word. Something like this, "My grandmother had a dog," which implies that your grandmother didn't. Then it said, "My grandmother had a dog," implying my mother did not have a dog. Then he went like this, "My grandmother had a dog," implying she no longer has it, the dog died. "My grandmother had a dog," implying only one but not two. "And my grandmother had a dog, but not a cat." The tone we use in the way we speak speaks volumes. And this is not just true for ourselves, it's true for our children. When our children speak, sometimes we get caught up in the words they're using, but more important than the words they're using is their body language, is their tone. Parents are able and need to be perceptive to the subtle message our kids are giving us. They may say, "I don't like this supper," but really what they're saying is, "I had a tough day in school." They may say, "I want to pinch my sister," or something worse. But really what they mean to say is, "I'm struggling with something." As parents, we need to hear the voice of what they're saying, not just the words they are using. This week, we start a whole new chapter in the Torah. We start the third book of the five of Moses, and it's called Vayikra. And it's called Vayikra, which means he called out. It's referring to Hashem calling out to Moses. And the rabbis ask an interesting question. They say, Hashem's voice, God's voice, is almighty. It breaks the cedar trees and it will smash every barrier. He said, how could it be? They ask, how could it be that only Moses heard the voice of God? How could that be? And a rabbi, Rabbi Naiman, he explains, he says, to be able to hear the voice of God, you have to be attuned to the voice of God. It's well known that there's an idea of a dog whistle. It's the loud whistle. It's such a high frequency that the human being cannot hear the whistle. Only dogs can, because dogs are attuned to that frequency. It's true, God's voice is almighty, but we have to be attuned to God's voice. Moses was attuned to God's voice, and that's why he was able to hear God's voice. As a parent, we need to try and zone in to our children's voice. What is it that they're really saying? So the next time your child whinges or moans or shouts or growls or just says something, or perhaps doesn't say anything at all, which is sometimes the loudest message, try to zone in and see what it is they are saying. And if I can take this message a teeny step deeper, there's something fascinating in the very first word, Vayikra. There's a very small aleph. Aleph is the very first letter of the Jewish alphabet, and it corresponds to God himself. Aleph is a way to signify God. But this letter aleph is written in small. And the question is why? And perhaps we can offer an idea. Because aleph, which responds to Hashem, is always present. Hashem is always present in our lives. Hashem is guiding and giving the opportunity for everything to happen. He's ensuring every step of our lives is done the way it's supposed to happen. But sometimes we go through difficulties and dark times, and we cannot see Hashem. We don't understand, why is God doing this? And that small aleph signifies that even though sometimes we may not see the aleph, but it's always present. We need to try and attune ourselves to zone in and realize Hashem is always there. May we always merit being able to feel Hashem in our lives and being able to understand the message our children are giving us.